the Red Sox now without the built-in excuse, which was built in for years. August and September, the built-in excuse for this team when they collapsed, inevitably collapsed down the stretch, was, well, other teams got better and the Red Sox stood pat. That was the case in 24. That was the case in 23. 22, was it the case? I forget what happened in 22.
22 was like, again, a middle ground where they trade away Christian Vasquez, but then they got back Willy Abreu in that package.
That's when they got Abreu. Okay, yeah, but they didn't do much. And they fell off in August and September, if I recall correctly. But that's been, for the most part, the way this has gone. In the post-Dave Dombrowski era, trade deadlines, more often than not, went one way. You had Alex Cora and sometimes players in the clubhouse openly begging for Bloom and Henry and Warner and Kennedy and everybody to help them. No help really comes. They got the books in order. They may make a move on the margins. They may trade away a guy, you know, that they feel like is not worth it anymore. But the additions you keep hoping for, the additions that you have to overpay for, because you have to overpay for them. I think that's what people are misunderstanding. I keep seeing these text messages. Arcan, how are you so happy that they got taken advantage of? I don't think they got taken advantage of. I think they just paid what you have to pay in order to make acquisitions at the trade deadline. I don't really think it's even much advantage being taken anymore. Is it more than it would be in the offseason? Yeah, but there's a reason for that. It's because it's in season. There's more incentive to do it. You're here right now. You're competing right now. Do you want to win right now? Or do you want to go into the offseason and see what happens, you know, and then build it with the promise of an upcoming season as opposed to here we are. We're in the weeds, all right? We're in the thick of it. We got 2 months to go, and we need help. It's a different kind of urgency. It's a different kind of toll to pay. And that's why when there's buyers and sellers, the sellers at the deadline are often the ones who end up winning the trades. That's usually how it works. It's rare that it goes the other way. You know, every once in a while, you know, Mookie Betts will get traded or, you know, something like that. Although Mookie these days, I'll take the three World Series, obviously, but not exactly looking like a great long-term solution there for that team, the way he's been playing. At any rate, you look at what's going on with some of the other teams that are competing right now. The White Sox are very active. The Yankees got active. The Rays got active. Teams are out there improving. And the Red Sox did pull the trigger on what I thought was a bold move to bring in Curtis Meade. I thought that was a bold move. It immediately backfired on them, but that's not really their fault when a freak injury happens like that. And I think that that is another part of the reason why Breslow had to pay more here for Adley Rutschman. He had to pay more because the Orioles knew the Red Sox were more desperate than the Yankees. You are more desperate. You need offense, which we all know. You were a bad team to start the year in almost entirely because of your bad offense. And you could slip back into that at a moment. Jesus. At a moment's notice. I'm gesticulating a lot tonight. That's my problem. I gesticulate wildly. I knock stuff over. What do you want from me? Especially on a night like tonight. Let's go back to your phone call. 617-779-7937 before I knock anything else over. Sean is in Worcester. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Christian?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, I got two comments, then I want to talk about the Rutschman trade.
Okay.
I don't want Anthony back because I don't want to screw with chemistry.
Well, and okay, but if he comes back, he'd play left field, which is where Jaren Duran's playing, and Jaren Duran's hitting 195. So I don't think he'd be screwing it up that bad, I guess is the point.
Well, he might do the same thing if he comes
back.
Well,
then what's the difference? If he's doing the same thing, then who cares?
Yeah. But the second one is I'm glad that Meyer is gone because his work ethic was horrible. He did not want to try and do anything to get into the game. He shouldn't have made it to the majors.
Shouldn't have made it to the majors?
No.
Okay.
But my last one is the Rutschman trade. I do not like it. It's because they overpaid for somebody that's on the DL, and the person that I did want them to, the catcher I did want them to go get was Liam Hicks, that is younger and hits better and has more power.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
No!
Appreciate it. Sean McAdams just texted me. I feel like I screwed it up here. Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to work that out because it's games all the rest of the week, right? Yeah, so we're not going to be able to. Anyway, it's okay. I honestly didn't listen to the end. What was Sean saying? Sean Worcester?
He hated the Rutschman trade because it was an overpay, and he would have rather have gone and traded for Liam Hicks from the Marlins.
Oh, God, no. You did better. You did better than that. I probably wouldn't have wanted to trade the same kind of things to get Liam Hicks, but... Yeah, I agree with you. This is an overpay. That's the thing, is that I agree that they overpaid. And I am enthused by that fact, that they overpaid. That they zeroed in on something that they wanted and did what it took to get him. I wish the Celtics had done that with Giannis. I wish they had, you know, thrown in the extra chips at the end there to get Giannis. Now, this isn't getting Giannis. Adley Rutschman's not Giannis. Or the Giannis of baseball. But it's the same kind of principle. It's the same kind of thought process. And for the Red Sox, I don't think that this is something they would have done if they were just having a regular season. You know, ups and downs, win streaks, losing streaks, etc. I think the fact that they started off so badly and are now so good is a big reason why they decided to abandon their normally conservative, kind of frustrating trade deadline principles. And thank God for that. Because I don't think I could have gone through another one of these trade deadlines where they just sit on their ass and then when it's all over go, well, hey, we tried. Now, this is the difference between saying, hey, we tried, and actually going out and getting it done. And kudos to them for finally getting something done here. If you were content... Okay, and I think a lot of you were, because I keep getting these text messages. Arcan, oh, that was such a bad trade. Oh, they overpaid so much. If you were content with the way they were doing business prior to this at the deadline, then be happy today, or be unhappy today, okay? And you can go back to celebrating every single year when they come back with Steven Matz, or Danny Jansen, or, you know, Lucas Sims, or whoever the hell else. Austin Big Fudge, whatever that guy's name was. Hansel Robles, okay? I could name a million of these guys. These no-name non-contributors who they end up picking up at the deadline because they're too scared to go in for someone who can actually help them. So that's something you got a problem with? Fine. Be mad today. Be mad. Let the rest of us celebrate.
You know what it is the multiple years, as you're saying, of being neutral or not making the significant ad or the big splash, I feel like has maybe brainwashed people into thinking that...
That's the way to do it, right? Yeah, I think you're right.
That prospects are so incredibly valuable that, like, anyone ranked in the top five, you got to hold on to them. You got to bring them up and just see what they're about instead of taking the big jump.
You know who made bold moves like this? Dave Dombrowski. And you know the last time he won a World Series? When Dave Dombrowski was running the team. So I'm glad that they're acting a little bit more like Dave Dombrowski. Really, I mean, it's as simple as that. If you can't understand that, then we have nothing else to talk about. 617, unfortunately, I have another 45 minutes of show left to do. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are we doing this evening?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Sorry about that. My headphones broke. What's up, Michael?
No, you're doing good. You're doing good. So, listen, I've been listening for a while now. So,
thanks.
I mean, there's a whole roller coaster of emotions going on. But there's a couple things I want to point out here. So let's talk about how Dustin Pedroia was drafted in the second round by the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously we got rid of one of those today. And imagine if we would have got rid of Dustin at the same time.
Michael, what are you talking about if we got rid of Dustin? What are you talking about, got rid of Dustin? What do you mean?
No. I'm talking about the
Marcelo Meyer was drafted fourth overall. He wasn't a second round pick. He was the fourth overall pick in the draft.
Okay, no, all right, then I apologize for that. But
that's
let's right. Also, like I said, let's talk about Hanley Ramirez. We didn't draft him at all. He actually got signed as an unrestricted free agent, and he ended up becoming one of the top prospects in baseball. So we could talk about all these what-ifs and what we did trade, what we didn't trade, and who became this and who became that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get down to where we're at right now. In the beginning of the year, we fired our entire coaching staff. We're talking about legends. We're talking about the captain, Jason Varitek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about a man who also, back in 2018, won us a World Series. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of things that went in with that. But going back,
Michael, I'm going to need you to speed this up. I got to get my night going a little bit faster than this. What do you want to say about the deadline?
Okay. So going into the you know, the wrist injuries, going into Rushman and me that we both got, I don't understand why we got two men with wrist injuries. I wish them the best. I hope they get back to
Me wasn't injured when they traded for him, Michael. I'm going to let you go because this is brutal, this call. I'm sorry. You seem like a nice guy, but it's taking too long to get to the point. Meade was not injured when they traded for him. He got injured after they traded for him. Rutschman is, but they're not thinking it's going to be. He's on a 10-day IL, and he's been on it for like 3 days, right? So
it hasn't been that long of a stint, and they're expecting any kind of rehab stint if he potentially went through it to start soon.
Yeah, okay.